All right. Thank you so much, Tara. Is this Matthew?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Matthew. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors in the area, and Tara asked me to hop on. She put in big bold letters, make it affordable. So,
hey, give her a good review.
I love it. It's funny because I've been working with Tara for about seven. Well, I've been here for 7 years. Tara's been here around 8 or 9 years. So, the company's been around for 21 years. And sometimes when when she sends me over, a pre-qualified candidate right for the area for Google. She'll put a couple notes, and she just put in bold letters, make it affordable. So I'm like, okay, not a problem. So everything we do here is month to month. There's no long-term contracts. There's no lead fees, hidden fees, anything like that. The whole point here is we're a Google partner. So we've been in business for 21 years and been a partner with Google for about half that time. So, our goal or what we do is we get you listed when people are searching for any of the services you offer. Because I know that you're in West Virginia, right? Primarily the city of Martinsburg, but you're able to travel a little bit. And she did put that you don't travel in Maryland, correct?
That's correct.
All right, gotcha. So you're like, I see, you're like right there where all four states are, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay. So all the other three states besides Maryland, that's not an issue. So, basically in a nutshell, what this would do for your business, number one is, get you that online presence. So if anyone's looking for the services you offer, home improvement, handyman, if you're doing any types of projects, gutters, junk, removal, just anything you could think of as far as keywords, we type that into Google, into the programming, and we make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option, right? That's pretty much what we do, okay? So here's just an example. If I were to type in handyman, where your business is located, you got Mr. Handyman of Martinsburg in Charlestown. You got Our Handyman, LLC. That's in the area as well. Men of All Seasons, Expertise. That's funny. Your Way, Home Improvements and Handyman. So those are just examples of companies that are coming up in the area, right? And then I have a question for you. You mentioned you have a Facebook you put here in the notes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha. Do you have anything else online that I'm missing as far as, online presence?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. No worries. And then,
I signed up for, I don't know which profile you found. I signed up for Thumbtack, and I signed up for Angie Leads.
Okay, cool. How's that working out for you?
Not bad. I really like Thumbtack, but I want to strangle Angie Leads.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I heard that. So since we're Google partners, we work directly with Google, right? So Google will contact the big corporations like Samsung, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, right? Apple, because they're spending millions of dollars in advertisement. They have companies like ours to help out the small to medium-sized businesses. So what they do is they buy a listing on Google, and then they're selling the leads to you. But I heard Angie from the years of experience I worked here, a lot of clients that I talked to, they use them, and they're notorious for, sending a bunch of leads that are not really there, or sometimes they charge you per lead, and it's just, it's a hassle, right? Which, it's understood. I heard Thumbtack has a lot more results when it comes to leads than Angie's, right? So you said you wanted to strangle them, right?
Yeah, Angie's is... I'm not super sure about them. Now, I do like Thumbtack. They're okay so far.
Okay. Well, good. As long as you're having good experience with Thumbtack and you're getting leads through that, that's really good. Yeah, Angie, you get mixed reviews. Some people do well. Some other people don't. I heard more of the negative side than positive. But, look, I don't judge any company as long as, people make the decisions based on, the needs. So here, the major difference of anything here is that you're promoting your own company as a sole entity, right? So if you were to cancel our service, you keep your Google business profile. You keep everything that we create for you. So we put you on, since you have a Facebook listing, we'll do some Facebook retargeting ads. So when people look for stuff on Google, guess what? They log off of Google and they go onto Facebook. They're going to see your company there as well, right, with an ad. Mm-hmm. We put you on Yelp, which is another, platform that people use. Apple Maps for the iPhone users, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. And I don't think you have a website, like a w.com, right? Like a www.
That's correct.
Okay, got it. All right, so that's something I can help you out with, and I can add. and I can see if I can add it at no additional cost. So what the website will do for you too is just when people are looking you up on Google or any of your services, they see the type of work that you do. And I don't know, do you have before and after pictures of work you've done before?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, gotcha. So if you have before and after pictures, we can definitely, you know, post that on your website as well. And then I see you do have some good reviews here on HomeAdvisor or Angie. It would be good to have these reviews on your Google Business profile because guess what? If you were to cancel that service, guess who keeps your reviews?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the difference. So with this is, once again, you're creating your own business profile on Google. It's called the GBP, Google Business Profile. The calls will go directly to you. We can get you found in about a 50-mile radius or wherever you want to get found for. You'll have your own website, so your own.com. So, you know, I just kind of pictured this. It's like, you know, owning and renting a home, right? So you own a home, you're able to do anything, remodel, right? You do improvements. If you rent, you really can't do that, right, unless you ask for permission. So with Google, it's everybody Googles everything for the most part, and it's, you know, the biggest search engine in the world. So as far as profitability, you'll definitely get a good return on investment just because we're talking about Google, right? So I sent you a text message. Did you receive it by chance?
I did. I haven't looked at it, but, yeah, I did get it.
Okay, that's our partnership badge through Google, so that's one of the things I always establish early. And then once again, I want to make this as affordable as possible because in the back of your mind, it's like, hey, how much is this going to cost me, right? So I'll make sure I make this as affordable as possible for you. So I'll do this. If you open up the most recent message I sent you, that's our pricing page, and I'll show you exactly what I can do for you today, right? So, if you open that up, it'll say take control of your online presence.
Let me see here. Maybe I clicked on the wrong one.
It's okay. The first one I sent you was our partnership badge. The second one is the pricing. It's coming from an toll-free 877 number, right? So.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, so if you go all the way towards the bottom, I can do the following for you to make it affordable because that's what Tara posted, and that's what I'll do for you today, right? So all the way at the bottom, there's three packages. One's called an Essential, Pro, or Platinum, okay? So what I can do for you today is I can get you our Platinum package, all right? And I can get that package at the cost of the Essential at $299, okay? That will get you a 50% discount, and I will completely waive your setup fee to make it affordable for you. So we usually, you know, our package for the Platinum is usually $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. So if I can waive your setup fee completely, that'll save you $300, right? And if I can cut your price in half to make it as affordable as possible, like Tara mentioned, then I'll cut that in half as well as far as your monthly premium. And that would include everything that I just discussed. So Google, the first page of Google, gets you a website as well. It's included with this package. We'll do the Facebook ads. We'll do all the other directory submission. So we'll put you on Yelp and other platforms. So not only are you going to get, you know, leads or calls from Google, but you'll also get calls from your website and every other platform that we have for you. Right? So
let's use the Facebook advertising. What does that mean? Because I know that Facebook advertising is like a ripoff.
Let me explain how that works. It's super scary, okay? Have you ever done a search on Amazon or Google, and then all of a sudden you log off of Google or whatever, you go onto your Facebook feed, and whatever you were looking for pops up on your Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are scary, right? Like, you feel like they're listening to you, right?
Yeah,
so that's included within this package. So let's say I'm a client, right, and, you know, I'm looking for a handyman in Martinsburg, just for example, okay, or I'm looking for home repair or home improvements or any of the services you offer, and I'm on Google, and then all of a sudden, like, good, I log off of Google, and then later on I log into my Facebook, okay, your ad is going to show up on their Facebook feed. So now it's going to remind the client to call you, right,
mm-hmm,
off their Facebook. So that's pretty scary. So that's included within this package. So it's all about the programming for the most part. You know, it's having a profile on Facebook and having a Google listing and all that. That's all good. But if your company's not showing up when people are typing in those keywords on Google, then it's kind of like a billboard in the middle of the desert. Does that make sense? So, you know, just like for example, when you're looking for a restaurant or you're looking for a steakhouse or you're looking for a gas station, and you look on Google, right? You look at the companies that are nearby, you look at reviews, you might check out their website or a menu, and then you make your decision based on those key factors, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're going to be able to do for you, is get you programmed for every keyword, every service you offer, there's no limit, and then get you, you know, those calls going directly to you, okay? So this also works for you know, for example, let's say someone were to refer me to your business, okay? Do you have business cards by chance, or do you have, like, flyers or, you know, stickers on your car or work truck?
Yes, so I got business cards.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let's say you hand me a business card, and, you know, the business card says, you know, call me for a quote or estimate, whatever, right? Matthew's Home Improvement, LLC, okay? So the very first thing as a consumer I would do, this is just me being a consumer, okay, is look you up online, right?
Yeah.
So after looking you up online, if I see that you have no online presence, because here's the thing, in order for me to look you up, I would have to go into Angie's List and then find you there, or I would have to go into Thumbtack, right? You know, if I were to type in your number or the name of the business, you don't have a Google Business Profile. So there's no online presence for you right now, right? So you also can be potentially losing clients that can't find your online presence, and that's something that this will fix for you, right? So when people are looking up the services you offer, or even your company, your phone number, you know, they're going to find your business on there, and you're going to have your own website, the pictures of work you've done, the services you offer. So it'll have everything in place, right? So that is going to give you people the confidence to call you and book you for, you know, for the job, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I understand. I think I understand what you're saying. I mean, mm-hmm. You don't have to keep going on. How much is it?
Yeah, so it's the price is $299. It's a flat rate. There's no charges for leads, any of that. It's a flat rate. So usually the price is $599 with the $299 setup fee. So like Tara mentioned, I can make it as affordable as possible today, right? So you're looking at $10 per day if you divide it within 30 days, right? To get your company on Google.
Is it ever going to go up?
No, absolutely not. No, you get everything in writing here, Matthew. There's no, once we price you at a certain price point, it's unethical. Like, we would lose our partnership with Google for us to charge you extra for anything else. Yeah, we don't do that. No, the price, if you were to move forward, the price will stay at $299. So that's grandfathered in. You wouldn't get charged for anything else. So it's a flat rate. Yeah. So, now, if you were to leave us, because it's a, you know, there's no long-term commitments here. You don't have to sign a contract or anything. Then you're going to keep everything we create for you, right? The only thing you would pay for is hosting for your website, and that's the general fee. It doesn't matter if it goes through us or you go with GoDaddy, Wix, these other website companies. It's only $49 to host your website, but that's what you would pay anywhere else, right? But, yeah, as far as the monthly price, it'll stay 100% the same. It's not going to go up on you. It'll be 100% locked in at that $299. So I would lose my job if I charge you something differently down the road. So, yeah, we don't do any of that. And then one of the things I also wanted to ask you is, you know, as far as when you're taking in new clients, you have the LLC. You don't have to be licensed and insured, but are you licensed and insured or not quite yet?
Yeah, so I am insured and I'm a licensed electrician.
Oh wow, okay. Got it. So the main, like, your bread and butter, what would you say it is?
Like, so the most I do is electrical and painting.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Electrical and painting. Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, if if you're coming up for those keywords, yeah, we can, you know, for now we can get you found for any keywords, but if you want to hyper focus on certain, you know, keywords or jobs that you want to focus on, we can 100% do that. So that's the other benefit. We can change them. We can add new keywords, new services, or we can take out services that you don't no longer do, right? So let's say.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
Let's say you want to focus right now on painting, and let's say you want to get, you know, like electrical work. We can program you for that. But let's say right now you're like, hey, Chris, I want to open up the floodgates to get as many clients as possible coming in. Then we can open it up to handyman, right? Small projects, right? Stuff like that, you know? Then from there, you can hyper-focus on, you know, focusing on certain keywords later down the road. So it's completely up to you, right? And then one of the things I do see, for example, like people are looking for handyman work in your area. Just because, you know, we got the spring and summer, the time change, people are wanting to do stuff around the house. So, you know, if you want to keep handyman as a service there, that's something that, you know, you can take on those jobs. And you don't get charged for any of those calls. So it's, you know, these are calls you're going
to. How do I change this stuff? Like, if I would do it, like, how do I, like, you know, right now, like, I definitely want to promote electrical, painting, lawn care, power washing.
These are all good summer ones. yeah, that's really good. So we're open Monday through Friday. You're going to have someone, a technician. So what we do is we have technicians here that are Google certified that do all the programming for you. So all you would have to do is call in and say, hey, I want to add this new service or I want to take away this service, and we can do that for you. Right. So you have that availability. And not only that, you can actually do it yourself too. Like, I don't know, do you have an iPhone or an Android? What kind of phone do you have?
Android.
Okay, cool. So right now, if you were to go to the App Store on Android and then type in Local Splash, you're going to see our app. So,
Yeah,
we invested tons of money in our app. So, yeah, so you could download it. The app is going to show you all the jobs you're getting from Google, from Facebook, from Yelp, from your website. And all the calls are recorded. So let's say you forget where the address was or what you quoted someone. You press on the recording and it records, like, you can play the recording directly from the app. It's so cool.
Yeah, this sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
It'll let me know where, like, if I was found on Google or Facebook or wherever.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day,
will I be able to will they just call me, or do I interact on the app with them?
No. We're promoting your own business. They're going to call you directly. There's no middleman. Just like right now, if you were to type in, you know, let's say pizza in your area, right? And then you see all the pizza places that are like close to your house. Those numbers are directly to the pizza restaurant, right? So that's what we would do for you. They type in electrical work, electrician, right? Or they type in power washing, pressure washing, right? This is just an example. Your company will show up on the first page. They're going to call you directly. So they're not calling us. We're not sending you those leads. They're going to call you directly.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So.
Yeah, I really like this. Is there any way you can do $250 a month?
You're pulling my chain here. Okay. Hey, you know what? I respect you for that, Matt. Is it okay if I call you Matt, or do you go by Matthew?
No, you can call me Matt.
Okay, I respect you for that, because my dad's always said, since when I was a little kid, if you don't ask, you'll never know, right? I'll send a message right now to my supervisor. They usually respond fairly quickly, and see if I can get you in at $249. So that would be...
If you get me to $249, I'll do it right now.
Okay, all right. Well, let me send a message right now. They usually give me an approval code, and once I get the approval code, and I'm able to enter into the billing and get you that price point, okay? So if I do get you at the $249, I want it to be crystal clear. It'll stay at that $249. It's not going to go up to $299, okay? So that'll stay grandfathered in, and that'll include everything I just talked about. So I'm sending out the message, but I just want to confirm a couple things before, like, you know, I start filling out some information for the Google Business Profile. Your first name is Matthew, right? But is the company, you want it to have the LLC towards the end, or no? Or just, you want to say Matthew's Home Improvement LLC, or without the LLC on Google?
I was thinking with it.
Okay.
That's kind of how I write it.
Yeah, I actually would just put it with it. Okay, and then you could always change it, but I would say just put it with it, so that way, you know, it, everything's the same all across all the platforms, you know. So
yeah.
Okay, so I'll send you a message. I'll get a response here pretty soon. I'm pretty sure she'll be able to honor that. And then so Google will verify that you obviously you're a home business, meaning that you're not you don't have a brick and mortar, right? So no one's going to go to your house. But they just want to verify that the business is out of 279 Heritage Hills Drive, Martinsburg, West Virginia, 25405, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the number that we're on, the 304-995-5875, that's the number that you want your clients to call you on?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I just want to confirm there. And then you mentioned you have a Facebook listing. Give me one second. Let me see if I can – is it under – the same name, Matthew's Home Improvement, and it's the same number and everything on your Facebook, correct?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay, let me go.
I got a Facebook, I got a Nextdoor, and I got a TikTok, but I don't really know. My daughter was the one that talked me into the TikTok. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but I got it.
All right. Okay. Well, here's the thing. TikTok, and so we used to run TikTok and Instagram, but here's the thing. It's okay to have your presence there, but that's more for influencers. You know, we found out out of the 21 years we've been in experience, we tried so many different ways of tactics to get people, business, right? Leads. And what we found out is obviously the number one is Google, right? That's the number one thing that people go on to. But guess what? The people that, when you do the Facebook retargeting ads, those are, they're really good. And why? Because, the older crowd, more mature crowd has Facebook. They don't have a lot of the Instagram or the TikTok, right? You see what I mean? So, you know, a lot of the TikTokers and Instagram, they're more of a younger crowd and they don't own homes. So. So it's good to have your presence there. I'm not saying it's not. The more you have your company out there, the better it is. But when it comes to actually leads and getting you the results that you want, you know, Google, Facebook, Yelp, you know, Amazon Alexa, Google Home for the voice activated searches, Bing, believe it or not, people use Bing through Microsoft because it's programmed on there already. Those platforms are the best when it comes to getting leads. Instagram, TikTok, they're okay, but once again, it's not going to generate, it's going to just give you more online presence, you know? So, but that's good to have. And then I found your listing on, Facebook, which is good. I like the logo. That's pretty cool. We can add that logo to your website. It's the guy with the ladder, right? And then you have your truck, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I like it. It reminds me of Hank Hill, like the little guy. Oh, I love it. That's cool. All right. So, yeah, and I see all the pictures that you have of work that you've done. This is really good. We can also put that on your – oh, you're also doing EV charging stations too?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. I know that's the trending keywords for electricians, so that's something that we'll definitely we'll incorporate. You mentioned that, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, right? So I just want to be clear. You mentioned you want to get found for electrical work, power washing. You also said painting. Is that both exterior and interior and exterior?
So that's just interior painting.
Just interior? Okay, so give me one second. And I'll put that here.
Fence painting also.
Mm-hmm. Fence painting, you said? Okay. Fence painting.
Electrical painting, power washing.
Okay.
Tree removal. I've been doing.
You said tree removal?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Obviously the handyman stuff.
Handyman. Okay, good. Like home repair, stuff like that. Would that be okay for a keyword?
Yeah, like drywall repair.
Okay.
Home repair.
Drywall repair, yep. Yeah, you got those angry people that'll punch a wall, right?
There's a lot of West Virginia.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I see all these keywords that are trending in the area. So I'm able to see what people are searching. And yeah, they drywall repairs is one out there. So, and then here's the thing, like if it's the drywall, you have to paint it too, right? Cause so, all right. And then, so as far as business hours of operation, like what do you want to get found for? Like Monday through Friday, Saturday or Sunday, and what hours would you be okay to taking phone calls?
So I'm good Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
And that's from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Nice. That's really good. And that's a good schedule because, you know, most people get off work around 4 or 5 or 6, and they're at the dinner table talking things with their wife, and then, you know, that's when they start making phone calls. So if you're available till 7 p.m., that's really good. Okay. And you know Sundays, right?
No Sundays.
Okay, no worries. Okay. And then I have another question for you. So we're going to build a website for you. I see some pictures you have on Facebook. Do you have any other pictures you have on your phone by chance?
I'm sure I do.
Okay, no worries. You don't have to have them now, but this is something that when we build your website, we can include those pictures on your website. Okay. And then you said you're able to travel about 50-mile radius, give or take, but not Maryland, right?
Right.
Okay. Not Maryland. Okay. I just want to post this here for our technicians. That way we're not giving you work in Maryland. Like, what?
We'll probably right. do like 40 miles.
Okay, 40 miles. I could do that. Okay.
Yeah, but no Maryland.
Okay. All right. We can do that. And I got a code right now. So my supervisor said, yeah, that is completely fine. Let's make it affordable for him. Okay. Yeah, I messaged my supervisor and I said if I can get the $249 price point, you know, he's willing to give this an opportunity if we can make it affordable. They're like, okay, $249. So I'm able to do that for you, so it's not an issue.
Okay.
I'll put that in. Yeah, so save you $50 and I'll save you $50 every single month after that. So I don't remember the last time I sold $249. So you're you asked and you ask and you shall receive. So that's really good. Okay. Another question I have for you as far as, we asked if you were licensed and insured. You said yes. Not necessary to be on Google, but you can always post that. That's completely fine. And then for account purposes, what's your last name, Matthew?
My last name is Prevett. Trevette.
Trevette, gotcha. And then I see the Facebook listing here. You have your email. I got Matt Prevett, right? Oh, Prevett at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it's with the P, right? Prevett, P-R-E?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
P okay. as in peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I see that. I'm entering that into the system. So, yep, it's showing that it's valid. Okay, cool. And then as far as any other languages, do you speak any other languages besides English and Spanish? The system's asking me. I don't know, so I'm just...
No, English.
Okay, no worries.
English and redneck.
Oh, I love it. That's hilarious. Okay. And then another question for you that I have is that, you know, as far as us contacting you, like, would you like us to contact you primarily through phone, text message, or email? What's best for you?
All three. I mean, all three work.
Okay. You don't really have a preference. Okay.
I don't really have a preference.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So I got that there. Got the hours of operation. Got that. Okay, so all of the above as far as communication with us. And then we're going to create the Google Business Profile, going to create the website. So the website's going to be nice. By the way, I'm going to send you right now an example of how the website's going to look. Just an example so you could see. It's pretty awesome. I'll send you an electrician one, but just this is a template. This is just very basic, but you'll see how the layout will look. And that way you could see how yours is going to look. Obviously, yours is going to be custom made to what you're going to want it to look like. So sending that over to you right now so you can check it out when you get a chance. Okay. And then I got everything down here. So Google, once again, is going to verify that you're in the area. They're not going to showcase your address online, okay? So that's another thing we're going to do. We're not going to, we want people going to your house, looking for you, okay? So.
Okay, appreciate that.
Yeah, we've had that before and like a long time ago, and it just, it creates chaos. Like we had someone showcase their address and someone was really upset and they got a visit at their house. That's just not good. So we hide addresses when it comes to home service. Yeah, it was, the guy broke his window and he didn't do anything to him, but yeah, it was bad. We learned our lesson. Like this was years ago. Okay. So I got everything down here. So I'm able to get you that price point approved at the $249, which is good. Once again, that price will not going to go up on you. It'll be indefinite when it comes to that price point. There's no long-term contracts here. Once again, we want this to work out for you, but also we want you to give us some time for this to actually make sense for you as well, right? We're also going to have to do an onboarding call. It's a quick call with one of our technicians, your Google Certified technicians. And we'll look at the calendar here to see what time works for you and what time works for them as well. So that way, it's about a 30-minute phone call. It's very painless, so you know, you don't have to be worried about anything there, okay? So just want to throw that out there. So I got everything here. Let me just enter that approval code because I don't want to forget that. Get you that $249 price point. That's a sweet deal right there. Okay, so English only, which is good. No, Piki Panish. Okay. All right, and I'll enter that in there. We also read what's called a 90-second voice verification, Matt. This is basically the cross the T's and dot the I's and, you know, kind of get everything, you know, squared away as far as, like, you know, you'll have your invoice as well, too, you know. So you'll have everything in writing, so that way you know that it's just going to be that $249 price point. But I got everything here, and I've adjusted the price point as well, so we can get you that $249. So in order to secure the listing at the $249, what works best for you? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express for the business?
Still waiting on my business credit card, but
you can always change it
too.
Yeah, so let's say, you know, you can use this one now. Let's say down the road you got to change it. You can always change it to the business card. That's not an issue at all. So we can always switch it over. Yeah.
All right, so this one's a MasterCard.
Okay. So I'll repeat those numbers for accuracy. Once again, you'll also receive your invoice, and then you're also going to receive get that voice verification that we're going to read here in the next couple of seconds. Okay, so the MasterCard usually system stating starts with a 5, so whenever you're ready, I'll repeat that for accuracy.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
5-4-2-5-3-9-5-0-4-6-8-2-1-6-1-7.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
01-28.
Okay. And there's a security code on the back of the card.
462.
Gotcha. Okay. And then it's actually, as asking me for a security question, so when we call you, you know it's going to be us. So you get three questions to choose from. You can choose your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
My mother's maiden name.
Gotcha. Okay. So what is your mother's maiden name? We're going to put it so when we call you, you know it's us.
Skelly.
Okay. Gotcha. So let me put that in here in the notes. So how do you spell that so we can have it accurate?
S-K-E-L-L-Y.
Skelly. Okay, gotcha. Okay. And then you should also right now have received your invoice. So it'll say welcome to Local Splash, and you'll also get your invoice as well. Okay? So just so you know, via email and then via text message. We sent it through both, just so you know. Okay? Okay. So anything you do for marketing, just keep all your invoicing, because you can get that as a tax write-off for marketing as well. So just for future reference. All right.
Okay.
So I got that here as far as the security code or question, excuse me. So when we call you, it's us, and it's coming from Local Splash, right? So that way, you're not getting calls from a different company and they're just trying to say it's us. We've had that happen before, so we want to make sure we got you covered there. Okay. So you got the invoice. So I'm going to read this 90-second voice verification. Once again, there's anything you don't understand, you can always say, hey, Chris, repeat that. So, I'm going to walk you through this. The reason is I have you at a discounted pre-agreement for your business, and then it's an added form of protection for you. So I'm walking you through this. And once again, if there's anything you don't understand, let me know. Hey, Chris, can you repeat that so I can have it for accuracy, okay? So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance to align the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Matthew's Home Improvement.
Okay, thank you. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Matthew Prevett, owner.
Okay, please state, my apologies. This is, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, great. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls or emails or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And it does say, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, with that being said, we have provided your security question just to verify that it's us calling you, okay? So, Scally would be the actual password, and then the security question is your mother's maiden name, okay? Now, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is saying here is, if another company calls you and they're offering you something similar, or they're offering you the same like service, let us know so that we are not paying for something that we're already doing for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as part of the verification process for Google, this is to get your Google listing. They're going to ask for basic information, maybe pictures of tools, pictures of your work truck, a business card, just to know that you're a human being, right, like to verify you. So,
okay.
Okay, you okay to provide that information?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, your payment for the initial account setup and will be charged today. So I do have you at a discounted rate of $249, okay? So that's the lowest premium, we do have for your business and your service today, right? We do ask, for you to give us some time, once again, to really get this going into fruition. Your website should be done fairly quickly, but we want to make sure to get you verified on Google. You're giving us the adequate time, okay? So with that being said, you can discontinue your agreement at any time or cancel, and then all you would have to do is call client support. So those numbers have been sent to you as well. I'll send you my direct phone number as well, Matt, so that way you can have that in front of you. And if you need any questions or assistance, you can always call me. I'm not a technician, okay, so I'll refer you to the right person. But if you need to get a hold of me, you can always do that as well, okay? So everything's pretty much done. The only thing we got to do is that onboarding call. So looking at the calendar for the technician, let me see what time is available for them and what time is going to work for you. So let me see. Okay. All right. So right now it's going to be 6 p.m. Let's see. Obviously, we're not going to do one today. It's already late. I have availability Friday at 10 in the morning. I got one at 1 p.m. I got one at 3 p.m., and then I got one at 4 p.m. What works best for you?
Um,
on Friday. It doesn't have to be the latest, do 4 p.m.
4 p.m.? Okay. Yeah, it's a very brief call, so I don't want you to think it's like, man, it's going to be a drag. It's very, very quick. You know, we're just going to cross the T's and dot the I's, get your website and everything going. So, you know, that's a thing. And then another thing, if with your invoice, once you get your invoice, you click on the invoice, you type in your first and last name, and that's going to give you access to your dashboard. So once you get to your dashboard, the technician will give you your credentials to log into the dashboard, and then those same credentials are going to be the exact same credentials for the app. So whenever you get a chance to, Matt, is you can download the app. You said you have an Android. Type in Local Splash, and the app is going to be a capital letter L. It's orange and capital S, and it's blue. So orange and blue. That would be the app. Okay. So that way you can track everything, and you'll see everything that we're going to be doing for you as well. So you're not going to guess what we're doing. We're going to show you right then and there, right? Okay, cool. So I got everything pretty much here for the most part. Any questions or any other concerns, I'm going to send you an email right now, like as a reminder for the client onboarding call for Friday, and that's going to be, once again, at 4 p.m., and then we'll take care of that onboarding call and start the programming on Google. But other than that, any other questions or concerns you have for me?
No.
No? Okay, awesome. So we're all set here. The only thing is just getting that phone call. For that call, just a couple things. If you want to have your logo, if you have it in your pictures or pictures of work that you've done, that'd be great. We can take some out of your Facebook as well if you like, or any other platform you have. But if you have someone on your phone so we can start having that in your gallery for your website, that would be, you know, that would be super recommended for you, okay?
Okay, and I do that on the app?
No, you would do that on the when the client onboarding call, they'll send you a link where to send that in.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The app is going to be on. They're going to give you the credentials. Whenever you get a chance, just type in your first and last name on the invoice, and then that'll activate your account. Like, it'll let us know that you received your invoice. But other than that, Friday is that onboarding call. It takes about 20-30 minutes tops. And they're going to go over all the keywords, your website, everything that we just went over to get you start the programming on Google. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much for giving me the time out of your day. I'm happy I was able to make it as affordable as possible, just like Terry posted. So we were able to get to that price point. That way you could save some money. You'll love this service. I think you're going to end up, you know, possibly canceling one of the other services just because you're going to get enough business through Google. That's just the way it's going to work. So I know you'll see some good traction from it, especially when you have your online presence. You're able to come up for all the keywords that we're going to program you in for. You'll be able to get the jobs that you want to get right from Google. So any other questions, Matt?
No.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're all set. Thank you for your time, and we'll reach out to you on Friday at 4 p.m., okay?
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.